USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Problems continue to plague the Lincoln Project organization and is now facing big problems and major legal trouble after it was accused of publishing screenshots of private Twitter direct messages belonging to one of its co-founders, Jennifer Horn. Horn left the Lincoln Project last week amid the John Weaver scandal. The Lincoln Project is an American political action committee formed in late 2019. The Department of Health and Human Services has been made aware that the COVID-19 vaccine was listed as one of the several causes of death for an individual in Nebraska. The individual, a male in his late 40s with a number of medical conditions, died between 1 and 2 weeks after receiving his first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. DHHS says vaccination is still the best line of defense against the COVID-19 pandemic. NASCAR fires back up this weekend. Sunday is Daytona 500 season opener, 2:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Biden announced Thursday the federal government purchased an additional 200 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine. Biden was speaking during a tour of the National Institutes of Health. Biden said the U.S. is on track to have enough supply of the vaccine to inoculate 300 million Americans by the end of July. More than 32 million Americans have received at least one dose of the vaccine, according to data from the CDC. The suspect in the Tuesday shooting at a Minnesota health clinic that killed one person and wounded four others was charged with murder on Thursday. In a criminal complaint that detailed the gruesome attack, authorities say 67-year-old Gregory Ulrich is responsible. The complaint also alleges Ulrich detonated two explosive devices. President Biden has warned China will eat our lunch if America doesn't step up its infrastructure spending. Mr. Biden was speaking on Thursday with a group of senators about the need to upgrade the infrastructure in the United States. His warning comes a day after his first phone call with Chinese President Xi Jinping. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Remember when GameStop stock prices went to $483 a share? Not bad for a struggling company. It didn't appear any laws were broken in a move that hurt hedge fund managers by the well-organized movement, mainly on social media service Reddit. Giving us a better perspective, USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Federal prosecutors and regulators are investigating whether market manipulation or other types of misconduct fueled the rapid rise last month in prices of stocks such as GameStop and AMC Entertainment Holdings. Those fluctuations hurt hedge funds. When it comes to hedge funds, pollster Frank Luntz tells CNBC the public doesn't have too strong of an opinion about a hedge fund.
But the fact is that this is an industry that's under attack. This is an industry that isn't trusted. People don't have faith and confidence in it. And one of the challenges is that they, quite frankly, they've got no one explaining what they do. And I don't mean lobbyists. I mean people who are responsible for saying, for explaining the process, explaining why they are important to the investment community, because right now, with Democrats in control of the House and Senate, you could absolutely see some sort of constraints, additional regulation, because that was key in all of this, that the American people want to see some sort of balance.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A hedge fund is a pooled investment fund that trades in relatively liquid assets and is able to make extensive use of more complex trading. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.